Be testing. Let's see if I can try it. Okay, this is Carol Toby, and we're here on November 1st, 2005, with Charlie Mitchell. And Charlie, you want to tell us, tell me your date of birth, where you were born, just your early background kind of stuff?
I'm a Kentuckian. I was born near Bowling Green, Kentucky. Uh-huh. My father was a Methodist minister.
Oh, okay.
And we moved all over Kentucky. And I graduated finally from Maysville High School in Kentucky.
Oh. And what date were you born? What's your date of birth?
May 10th, 1916.
Okay.
I'm 89.
You're 89. Oh, great. So I was going to ask you about your early religious experience, but I guess that was pretty much wrapped up with your dad, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh. I stayed a Methodist until I was still a Methodist when I came to Louisville. I belonged to Fourth Avenue Methodist in the 40s.
Uh-huh.
And we were absent from Louisville for a while and came back. We were down in Bowling Green and came back and bought a house in Jeffersonville.
Yeah.
And I belong to the Methodist Church in Jeffersonville.
Mm-hmm.
But one day there was an article in the paper about First Unitarian Church.
Oh, right.
They said that Thomas Jefferson was not exactly a Unitarian, but he was
right
of that belief.
Uh-huh.
And so I came to hear Robert Weston.
Oh, okay.
In 1952.
Okay.
And as I recall, Ruth Weston, his wife, greeted people at the door.
Oh.
At that big front door.
Yeah.
This
right, front door. Where the vestibule was.
And so I've been a Unitarian ever since.
Were you going to say what?
1952.
That first greeting, huh?
Yeah.
So what about...
I don't know whether the greeting did it, but Robert Weston's sermon did.
Uh-huh. Do you remember what he talked about that day?
Not particularly.
Uh-huh. But it was just the ideas. But,
yeah.
Uh-huh.
He was a good minister, and he was in charge.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't have all these committees. Well, he had committees, but
right.
He was in the middle of everything.
That's, uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Well, I guess you were kind of dissatisfied or beginning to get dissatisfied with being a Methodist, right? Or
I've become I think the Apostles' Creed they recite every Sunday morning kind of bothered me.
Uh-huh.
But anyway, it wasn't too long before I was working with the church school. Dorothy Smith was the RE director.
Right. Now, was Maxine okay with this too, or did she?
She went along.
She went along.
She was originally a Presbyterian in Danville.
Uh-huh.
But she became a Methodist and then a Unitarian.
Right. Where did you and Maxine meet?
Huh?
Where did you and Maxine meet?
Well, she lived in Danville, and my brother had a friend down there, and I went down there with him and met her, and wasn't too long before we were married.
Well, now, so then you brought your children up. How many children do you have?
Four.
Mm-hmm.
Three daughters and a son.
Okay. So were they brought up here at First Unitarian?
Yep.
Okay.
Well, it started out, we had two children born in the 40s after we got married. And they went to Bowling Green with us and came back and they were in school.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the 50s, two more children.
Mm-hmm.
10 years apart.
Oh my.
But, they're nice kids. They're all over now.
Uh-huh.
Two daughters in Georgia, and Louise your third daughter is on a farm near Tell City, Indiana.
Oh, okay. Huh. Okay.
She loves animals and the farm. So she found her niche.
She found it, right. I bet you like to visit, too, don't you?
Yeah.
That's great, great.
And Max, the son, is mm-hmm. an electrician in Jeffersonville.
Oh, okay. Uh-huh. Good. So, you said you were active in the Sunday school. What else did you, when you first started out, do you remember what first committees? You've always been active, but...
it wasn't too long before I found the music department
mm-hmm.
and started singing. Of course, this wasn't until about the middle of the 60s, I guess, and Vicki was also singing.
I remember Vicki being in the choir.
Yeah.
Uh-huh, in the choir, yeah. So did you, you've probably seen a lot of church musicians come and go. Did you have any that were particularly noteworthy in your point of view?
Well, we had a lot of nice people that worked in the music department. Of course, Terry Borney was our director, and he also was the director of music at various times,
mm-hmm.
but he was always here to play.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Had you sung when you were before in the other church, or when you grew up, were you always interested in music, singing?
Not particularly. I always liked the church,
uh-huh.
and when I was a teenager, I traveled some with my father. He had a circuit in Cynthia Anna, Kentucky, and a circuit means that you serve several churches,
mm-hmm.
and sometimes I would go with him.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And he was a nice guy.
Yeah. Well, I know that you probably were in on when, I know when we got our new organ in the former church, the old church, were you in on selecting that and getting
it? Well,
I
was on the committee, and I was the chair,
mm-hmm.
and for a while, and we decided to get Irene Von Stille on the committee because she was pretty critical of things.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So we put her on the committee.
so she wouldn't come back afterwards.
Huh? Oh, yeah. She was a nice person.
Yeah.
But,
so how did you decide on the kind of organ to get?
Well, we... the director of the Bach Society next door here, we met with him at the Berg, Anita Berg,
mm-hmm.
and somehow or other we got connected with Steiner, who designed that organ
mm-hmm.
and built it.
Mm-hmm.
And at the same time, we revised that platform up there to mm-hmm. set it on.
I remember there was a controversy about the design for that.
Yeah. So,
uh-huh.
That was a beautiful organ.
Was it? Yeah, I mean, I don't know, but I was told it was.
We tore down the old organ, and that was a big job.
Oh, I bet. Yeah, I think I have some pieces of it. I bet everybody does.
Is that
so
right? I don't know whether Harry helped to take it down or
I
not.
I don't know.
We took it down,
mm-hmm.
and...
Well, now that filled in that whole left apse part, didn't it?
Yeah,
that huge area.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Or crossing, or what? It was like, I guess, the crossing part of the church, the alcove.
Yeah, we sang in that area for a long time until.
Uh huh.
put in the new organ.
So the,
and then we still use that space for the choir.
Yeah, that's right. So the choir, when the old organ was in there, the choir was in front of it?
Yeah, uh-huh. Or to the side of it.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And the keyboard was down in front of the choir.
So you worked on the that committee, and what about? Well, I know you were on the House committee for so many years, but early on, was that your interest, or were you in other things?
I just things needed doing, and I just kind of got involved.
And you never
stayed right on it.
You never stopped.
And I worked with a lot of nice people, including Harry Tobey.
Yeah, right. What? I guess you were probably on the board, maybe chaired the board at different times.
Yeah, I was on the board.
Yeah.
And I was chair of the committee that tried to provide sanctuary for people from Central America.
That's right.
And finally decided not to do it.
Yeah, I remember that. It was, but your committee went on for, what was it, over a year? I'm sure you worked on that, didn't
you?
Yeah,
yeah.
And, yeah, so that was really a disappointing vote, wasn't it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, we were involved, of course, with our new church. Dorothy Spitt was, as I say, the RE director, and we had joint meetings out there with the new church.
St. Thomas Jefferson?
Thomas T.J.
Well, now, did they provide, did they do the sanctuary program, Thomas Jefferson?
Did they what?
Did they do the sanctuary program, Thomas Jefferson?
Well, T.J. originally was a farmhouse.
Yeah, I mean,
And eventually they built a church. Mm-hmm. But we initiated, our church initiated the thing.
Right.
We owned it for a while and turned it over to them.
Yeah. Now, you were here when that was going on,
yeah.
When we did that, because that was before me.
Yeah, I remember meeting out there with Dorothy Smith in regards to the RE program.
Yeah.
I taught in the RE for several years.
Mm-hmm. Well, why did we decide we needed a church in the suburbs?
You know, I don't know exactly how that came about. I just know it happened.
Mm-hmm. Was there someone out there promoting it? I know the
There were a lot of people that lived out in that area.
Right. Yeah. Now the Lewises were involved in that, weren't they?
Yeah.
I remember.
Yeah, Charlie Lewis.
Yeah.
And Ruth.
Uh-huh.
And Charlie Lewis took most of that old organ that we took down.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
He was a craftsman.
And he kept it in his basement, and he gave some of it away.
Uh-huh.
And finally brought some of it back here, and it's up on the third floor right now.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
I'll have to make sure it stays there, or we do something with it.
I don't know whether Pete Weber is going to, he might have used part of it.
Oh, okay. Uh-huh.
But
this is the working part, not the decorative part.
Yeah, no, the horns.
Oh, okay.
But some of it is still up there.
Well, now when we built the Thomas Jefferson, we could afford to lose some people, because there were some people from our church went out there, didn't
they? That's right. That's right. Quite a few.
But I'm sure they developed their own.
It reduced our numbers for a while. That's for sure.
Well, that seems like a pretty brave thing to do. It was far thinking.
Well, a lot of the churches downtown moved out to the suburbs.
Right. Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Like the Catholic Church.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Of course, First Baptist stayed down here.
Uh-huh. Well, did any, well, you were on the board or chair of the board, were there any really significant things that came up that you can remember that would...
Well, the most controversial thing we had was the sanctuary question.
Mm-hmm.
And then we were also considering redesigning our sanctuary.
Right, uh-huh.
And we decided against that.
Right. Well, tell me a little bit about the sanctuary. Since you were chair of the committee, what really was involved in that and why, you know, why did we, why was it controversial?
Well, I forget the architect's name.
Oh, the design was that was Jasper Ward. I was thinking of the sanctuary movement, South.
Oh, all the sanctuary.
Yeah.
Well, we decided that we didn't have any room for anybody.
Okay.
And a Catholic church provided sanctuary for some of them, and we supported that.
Right, but your committee actually recommended that we take them in, didn't it?
The committee did, and then we had a congregational meeting.
Yes, I remember.
And it was turned down.
Right, And then I remember, I think Eric Tackow came out and, you know, suggested that we team up with St. Williams, is that what it was?
Yeah.
St. Williams. Yeah, yeah.
Eric Tackow was kind of on the fence, and he made a speech against it, and I agreed with him, and we dropped the whole idea.
Uh-huh. Although
George Gibson was on the committee, and he didn't support Williams Church.
Well, it would have been illegal, wouldn't it? And that, I think that was the problem that some people had.
Well, I don't know. That was a part of the problem.
Mm-hmm. Well, what about other social action things? Have you been involved in any of the other programs or social action programs that we have had in the church? Supported.
Well, nothing of great importance. At the same time that all of this was going on, Robert Weston had to resign, and then we had Philip Smith.
Mm-hmm. Why did Robert Weston have to resign?
I guess because of his age.
Oh.
And
did he retire then?
Well, he went to another church, but I don't know the particulars of it.
Mm-hmm. And so then who was the next one?
I think maybe it was a fellowship that didn't require too much time.
Mm-hmm. Now the church was, we had more members then, didn't we?
What?
Did we have more members at that time?
I think the membership was about what it is now.
Is that right?
Oh. Yeah.
Well, then who came in after Weston?
Phil Smith.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. And we had an assistant minister with Phil Smith. Who was, what was his name? He had two daughters. What was it? He went, we decided we couldn't afford a assistant minister, and he didn't stay too long.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I was going to ask if we were very flush that we could afford an assistant minister.
Yeah, we tried that a couple of times.
So how long did Phil Smith stay?
I think my memory is a little hazy on that, about 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
And then who was our next minister? Brown.
Oh, uh-huh.
Yeah.
Is that David Brown? Is that the right name? I've heard that. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, is he the one that died?
Well,
he was still a minister here.
And his wife's name was Ursula.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And she got us involved in music, and we formed a little music group on it. We played on our own. We played recorders.
Oh, yeah, uh-huh. Oh. Well, see, we've revived the flute choir. We have a flute choir now, so you were ahead of the time. You were doing recorders.
Well, I was taking my daughter, Vicki, to music lessons. She was playing the clarinet.
Uh-huh.
And I decided I'd just play clarinet also, so I played clarinet with her for a couple of years.
Oh, good. Yeah. I know.
Music is a great thing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I've always.
How do you enjoy it today? Do you go to these concerts?
Yeah, I go to Louisville concerts.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Maxine and I have attended Louisville concert series since early 50s.
Uh-huh.
We've been members of the Louisville Orchestra.
Wonderful. Yeah.
Robert Whitney was the director then.
Mm-hmm.
And his sister Grace was the principal cellist.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Hmm. Grace Whitney.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I remember hearing Grace and three other members. They had a quartet play at University of Louisville.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Well, I know that that you were involved in the fire and the new building and all that. So you want to tell me about when you first heard about the church catching on fire and whether you came down or what?
I don't know who called me. Somebody called me, and I wasn't too well at that time, but I came down. I told Eugenia, she and Harry helped me paint that steel railing along York Street.
Yeah.
And it survived the fire. The fire didn't bother.
Right, yeah. So what were your feelings at that time, or how did you?
Well, we didn't know what to do, and first they were talked about restoring it as it was.
Uh-huh.
And they had a lot of the hardware that came off, burned off the church out in the yard. But somebody got a hold of Grossman.
Mm-hmm.
And he took charge of it.
Yeah. Well, now I'm trying to remember if you were on the building committee or not. I know Jess was. I was, but were you on the building, on the
for the church, you've been
uh-huh,
in the new church?
Yeah, yeah. I can't.
I
Claudia was chair.
I think Claudia Runge was the chair.
Right, yeah, and I was on it, and Carol Findling.
Yeah.
And Jess was on it. But I was trying to remember if you were on it or not.
No, I wasn't on it.
You weren't on that, because,
Well, I'll tell you, I thought they did an amazing job.
Mm-hmm.
It's unbelievable.
So what about Haywood House? Were you when we purchased Haywood House? Were you for that or against it, or did
Oh, I was for it. And we there's a plaque up at Fifth and Market. Of our old church.
Right.
1830.
Yeah.
And we had a little ceremony up there.
Remember
that?
I do. That was what was that? Our 150th.
But Haywood House was a, well, it was a marvelous place to have after the fire, because we were able to do some activities in Haywood House, like the choir practice, until we moved down to the West End.
Right. So how'd you feel about that, changing our location for those years?
Well, I thought it was amazing that we had a location like that. It kind of worried me because of the location, but we survived.
Right. Well, it's a nice building. It's got a very nice building.
I wonder what they're doing with it right now.
I don't know.
Our church school people planted a dogwood tree out in the yard.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know.
I don't know whether it's still there or not.
You have to drive down sometime and see.
Yeah.
I know there are some people who, you know, didn't want to go down there, so, and so they probably lost some people for a while, but I guess they came back.
I guess so. Most of them did.
Yeah. So what's been the most challenging project you've worked on as far as house committee and repair?
Well, of course, surviving the fire, and we took a lot of stuff out of the second floor that we were able to salvage. But Grossman and his group did an amazing job of putting this thing back together. And it didn't take them too long to do it. The fire was in 85, and I think in 3 years we were back in it. Because I know in 1990, Maxine and I had a 50th wedding anniversary, and it was celebrated here.
Right.
And from the we collected some money from that celebration and built that sound booth.
Is it?
We didn't have a sound booth.
I didn't realize that. So that's your
responsibility. So that was 1990.
I think it's worked out well, but I know you've gotten on ladders many times and changing the light bulbs in the sanctuary.
Oh, yeah.
And that sort of thing.
Well, in those days, we didn't have any John Durham.
That's
to do
right.
Those things. So we had to do it all.
To do it yourself.
I mean, the custodians, they didn't do any of that kind of work. And we first used mechanical scaffolding to go up and change those light bulbs. And then that got a little bit too much for us, and we didn't have the people to do it. And now we rent a electric apparatus that takes us up.
Yeah, right. You've come a long way. About social activities, I know you and Maxine always came to couples clubs and things like that. You want to
couples
talk
club
about?
Was a marvelous organization, and I'm sure you and Harry were in on that.
Oh yes.
But Mm-hmm. We had suppers at a lot of homes. The Donnellys up on the hill, and Fisher's home, and Sibley's home. I don't know if we ever had couples club out at your house.
I think so. I think there were a couple. Yeah, maybe you missed those. Well, they were every month, weren't they? They did once a month, so it was
once a month.
Yeah. So a lot to hold together. Mm-hmm. So what about some of our church fairs and auctions and activities like that? Were you involved in those different ways?
Well, our food fair was quite an event yearly.
All right.
And several of us went out and picked fruit for the food fair.
Yeah.
And some marvelous cooks made jellies and jam. They tried to get food fair together this year, but there's just not enough people that want to cook.
I think they're doing it. I don't know
they'll do it.
Yeah, it's not, but it really was very elaborate then, I'm sure. I know.
Yeah. The brown baggers took care of pepper jellies. That was our project.
That was your project. How long has Brown Baggers been going?
Brown Baggers took place in the middle 70s when Catherine Kerwin had come to the church as a member. And Bob Reed suggested to her that they have a brown baggers. And she put it together and she ran it for umpteen years.
Yeah.
And did a great job.
So that's a monthly.
Yep. Once a month. And we still have the brown baggers. We're going to Farmington in December.
Are you?
Yep.
We need to do that.
Yeah.
We need to get in on that.
Farmington isn't like it used to be. We used to have a very nice meal in their dining room. And then some fire marshal decided that this wasn't safe.
Oh, okay.
And we had to move out of there.
Yeah.
And it might not have been. It was on the second floor.
Well, what about Romeo's? You're a Romeo, aren't you?
Romeo was formed during Richard Beale's ministry. And I don't remember the particulars of it. Charlie Lewis was one of the people that started it. And Ray Donnelly. And Ray really kept it going all these years until he died.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
But it's still alive. Doesn't have as many members as it used to have.
What's Romeo stand for?
Retired old man eating out. I don't know. You know, there's some other church somewhere that has that same organization.
That's right.
And they're trying to copyright it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Well.
So we may lose it.
That's right. Well, we'll call you that anyway.
We also used to have a men's club.
Oh, uh-huh.
And Bob Reed helped form that.
Uh-huh.
And we met once a month at one of the men's homes.
Uh-huh. Is this a discussion group? Or
Well, partly, but we're mostly a social club.
Uh-huh.
And Richard Beale came to it, I think, once, and he didn't like this small talk.
Oh, okay.
So he didn't come back.
So did that evolve into your Romeo's group then?
It might have. I don't know whether there was, that was came out of the men's club or not.
Uh-huh.
Probably did.
Well, were there, you remember back when, say, when Mr. Weston was here, what kind of social clubs did they have? Were couples clubs, was that going then? Was couples club?
Well, the couples club, I think maybe Richard Beale decided that it had a, needed another name than a couples club.
Right, uh-huh.
So that single people could come,
right? Uh-huh.
Which wasn't a bad
sure,
idea, but uh-huh. they were welcome anyway.
Right.
Anyway,
but I was going back to Weston's time. What kind of social things did you have at that time?
I don't remember any social groups at the mm-hmm. time of Bob mm-hmm. Weston, or Robert Weston.
I guess you, but you.
Of course, we had a Parker's Club for senior high kids, and then we organized a junior high group that I headed for 2 or 3 years, and Ruth Atwood helped run that.
Uh huh.
I remember Ruth Atwood. Put the group out on top of Iroquois Hill, teaching them to dance the hora.
That's a
Ruth
great
did that.
It's a wonderful picture. I love that.
Yeah, the hora. In those days, you could drive all the way up there.
Uh huh.
Now it's kind of restricted.
Is it? So I guess I'm sure that the Women's Alliance was going early on. So it was this men's club sort of a answer to that? Was or was it?
Yeah, there were two women's groups. There was Women's Alliance and They Alliance.
Oh yes, I remember.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But they went way back.
They went back. So there wasn't a corresponding men's group then.
Well, just the. I think men's group came along later.
Uh-huh, yeah. So had, did the men mostly, when you first started, was it more men, say, on the board? Or had it always been pretty integrated as far as men and women?
Well, it was just a general men's group, not, there wasn't a board organization.
I was thinking the board of the church itself,
yeah.
The actual board.
I don't know.
Uh-huh. So do you remember the years that you were on the board? Probably several times, I remember. Yeah.
Well, I was on the board when during Bob Reed's tenure.
Mm-hmm.
But not before, I don't think.
Mm-hmm.
See, first I was in the church school, and then I got on the house committee. But I was on the board during Bob Reed's ministry.
I'm sort of out of my questions that I had thought about. Are there anything that you can think about that I didn't ask you?
Huh?
Is there anything you can think of that I didn't ask you?
I don't think so.
I'm sort of out of questions right now.
I think you covered it pretty well.
Did I cover it all? Well, You know, I'm sure you'll think of stuff later on, like, and I will too, and, but we can always, you know, we can add to the interview, because we're going to do these in a written form too, so.
I really feel sorry for people who don't get involved with a church.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Because it's been a great delight to me.
Mm-hmm.
Along with hiking and doing yoga.
Uh-huh.
And learning Russian. After I retired is what I had most of my fun.
Well, that's good to know.
So
you're still learning. You're still going at it, aren't you?
Yeah.
Oh, great. Well, thank you. Turn it off here.